here again. This is always a wonderful event, and I always do appreciate the view from here to see so many folks out to support Catholic education. I do want to extend a few thanks to some names that you have heard and a few others that we have not mentioned, but certainly Shannon Bromer, Caitlin Maloney, the entire Stewardship and Development Office. They are the ones who helped really bring this together, this wonderful event, all to support Catholic education, so I'm very appreciative of their efforts. My Catholic school office staff, I do want to extend my sincere thanks to the tremendous work they bring. We are one of the smallest central offices in the state relative to the size of the number of students, our 70 schools, our 1,500 staff, and they all work so diligently. Donna Bishop, our assistant superintendent, Vicki Kaufold, who just joined us and is serving as our data and assessment coordinator. Katie Ollitz is our office manager, does a wonderful job, not only helping to support our office, but again, the 70 schools and those administrators. Beatrice Arlanis, you probably read a lot about her. We brought her on about 18 months ago to lead our Latino outreach efforts. And in that 18 months, our gains in the Latino population are among the best in the country. We actually had to hire a second person to help Beatrice because the demand has been so significant. And Tricia Olson, I'll go right ahead. Sure. Has been our lead on our marketing effort, the Awaken Greatness and the LoveMySchool.com. So hopefully many of you have seen that around town between the billboards and the various paid media. So very appreciative of their efforts. I am blessed, all of us are blessed, to have an Archbishop who is extremely supportive of Catholic education and our initiatives. He has been a blessing to my office, supporting everything that we want to do. So I do thank you, Archbishop. Organizations that I don't think I have ever thanked while I've been up here on the podium, but I do want to thank tonight because a lot of the success I'm going to talk about and a lot of the efforts that we've been able to accomplish, it takes everybody. It takes all of you. It takes our building administrators. But I'm very appreciative of Creighton University and College of St. Mary for stepping up as well and looking to partner with the efforts of our office and our schools. They've been very supportive of working with us and want to be a part of helping to build Catholic education. So I'm very appreciative of those two organizations and their support. To our honorees, all of our building administrators, the staff and educators throughout the system, I've been in your shoes. I know you wear 1,000 hats in your roles. You're asked to be so many things to so many people, so we appreciate everything that you bring to Catholic education and the work that you live day in and day out. And to all of you in attendance as well, I do appreciate your consistent and constant support of Catholic education. In my program, or in the program book, I had mentioned briefly the parable of the bags of gold found in Matthew's gospel, and I just want to touch upon that again. You know, it was a reading when I was little I didn't quite understand, as I spelled out in the program, but certainly along with my maturation came to understand that true meaning. But you know, we had a case where the master gave three servants varying sizes bags of gold, and two of the servants went out and took the gold, and they invested it. They grew it. They used those dollars to make more and give more back to the master. And upon the master's return, he says to those two servants, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." And I think in a lot of ways tonight, we all have been blessed in this archdiocese with tremendous gifts, with tremendous talents. And as we all know, to whom much is given, much is expected in return. And I think we have done very well as an archdiocese carrying that out. Ignite the Faith is probably one of the greatest examples in recent time of being able to use those gifts to help Catholic education. I think we're going to jump to some slides here if we could. On Ignite the Faith. There we go. Will work. So with the tremendous support that many of you in this room and throughout Northeast Nebraska were able to give, again, it kind of brings that parable to true meaning. We've been able to invest in the School of Faith program, which is truly helping the 1,500-plus educators and staff in our system continue to develop in their own faith and ideally becoming stronger in the education they provide to our students. Again, our marketing programs, the Awaken Greatness, the LoveMySchool.com, all coming from the gifts of Ignite the Faith. Leadership development, we have more than 30 current teachers going back to school to become principals in our Catholic schools in the future, so we're building our own pipeline of future administrators. We have more than 70 teachers that have gone back to hone their skills within their subject matter. There's been many capital improvements and strategic improvements over the past couple of years. New preschool programs, marketing and development positions on a local level. All of those items have truly helped us break away from a status quo in Catholic education and embrace a growth mentality. It's been the fuel to a lot of the strategic initiatives we've had. Last year, I was able to stand here in front of you and say, as a result of that, it resulted in the first enrollment gain in 20 years. We were very excited that we celebrated that last year. We have not let up, and I'm proud to say I stand here before you tonight to say for the second year in a row, we have seen an enrollment gain in the Archdiocese. Enrollment's up another 278 students. To clarify and dig into that a little bit more, we saw gains both in the metro and the rural. We saw more than 60% of schools last year see enrollment gains, and again this year, 62% of our schools saw gains. Exciting in the metro area, the majority of the gains are in our urban and inner city communities, and that is a rarity in Catholic education in America today. Most growth is in the suburbs. We are seeing it in our urban communities here in the Archdiocese of Omaha. Real briefly, the graph that you see on top, just to put a little visual to this, the graph on top is national Catholic school enrollment over recent years, and you can see the decline down. As a nation, we have not seen an increase in Catholic enrollment since 1965. Below that is our Archdiocese of Omaha enrollment. You can see the pattern that was pretty much matching right up to the national level, but the investments that have been made through Ignite the Faith, taking the gifts that so many folks have brought to Catholic education, we've been able to turn that tide and see some of the best gains in Catholic school enrollment in the country today. But this is not just enrollment for enrollment's sake. We truly need to look at the impact of Catholic education. So I have a few stats up here. Many of you know I just finished my dissertation, so the next two slides you're going to get a little bit of it here. So keep on that. But I have research to back up every statement up here, so this is coming out of reputable research, but research does show if Catholic schools did not exist, mass attendance and participation likely drop below 10% of all Catholics. Catholic school graduates are realizing higher achievement scores, lower achievement gaps, better graduation rates, better college attendance patterns, and post-secondary degree attainment. You know, one statistic many of you have perhaps seen for me in the past, unfortunately, Nebraska does realize some of the worst achievement gaps in the country for Black and Latino students. When you disaggregate our data, and I'm going to use Latinos as an example, Latino graduates from Catholic schools here in Nebraska beat the state white student average. We have no achievement gap for our Latino graduates. That bullet point down below just again shows you the impact Catholic education can have on Black and Latino students. Notre Dame put out a fascinating study a year ago, and it analyzed the impact in communities when a Catholic school closes, and their studies show that crime rates and social tension increased in communities where Catholic education no longer existed. If you want to talk about the economic impact of Catholic schools, over a 15-year stretch, the closing of Catholic schools have cost the American taxpayer $20 billion. Locally, our gains just in these last 2 years here in the state, using very, very conservative figures, would save the state $3 million here alone just from our enrollment gains. If we want to take all of Catholic education statewide, we are saving the state $100 million annually. So whether it be for religious, social, or economic reasons, we need our Catholic schools. This country needs our Catholic schools, and Nebraska needs our Catholic schools. A lot of these efforts are garnering us. A lot of these efforts are garnering us some national attention, as was mentioned in the introduction. And that's great, it's exciting. There are some things just to point out. On the cover of the National Catholic Education Association Momentum magazine, I think it comes out 3 times a year. This year they published an article within the magazine on the success we're seeing here at the Archdiocese of Omaha, and on the cover of the magazine was a student from All Saints School. So very proud of All Saints. Of Catholic teacher back to school. That's the St. Mark and Mary family. Barb Gilman, our very own Barb Gilman on the cover.
Stand up!
Barb's the epitome of being a teacher leader. She has done a wonderful job supporting all of us in the diocese. She shares her talents with other teachers, with our office, and just a great representative of Catholic education. I'd like to share, there were a few of us that were out at Boston College last week for a conference on Latino enrollment, and the professor from Boston College that was leading this conference of about 200 people stood up and was asking, you know, how do we address sustainability in Catholic education? How do we have improved outreach to the Latino community? And a gentleman to this day, I still didn't get a chance to find out, somebody from the side of the room stood up and said, this shouldn't be this hard to answer these questions. Why aren't we looking at dioceses where things are going right? Why aren't we asking the folks from the Archdiocese of Omaha what they're doing? Because apparently something good's happening in the Archdiocese of Omaha. And while exciting as all that national attention can be, and I do think there's some benefit in that, a lot of the success that we're having here through the support you all bring certainly can help extend beyond just our archdiocese and ideally help other dioceses. But I'm going to say the same thing I said last year. It's still not good enough. We're not done yet. We can take this to another level. We didn't get here by embracing the status quo. Through the support of all of you, through the support of Ignite the Faith, we were able to invest in programs. They are working. We are making great progress, but it's not enough. We have to keep pushing. We need to invest. We need to break free from any future status quo. To be so bold to stand in front of you here tonight, we should be having conversations about what it would take to reopen urban Catholic schools in the Archdiocese of Omaha. I do think that is a reasonable and realistic goal to aim for. We should be advocating for stronger school choice measures here in the state of Nebraska. For those that know me well, I have been very interested in this topic. Nebraska is one of five states left that does not offer parents the choice in finding the right fit of education for their child. 45 other states have figured this out. Their research is amazing in terms of the academic and the economic impact school choice programs are having, so something we need to continue fighting for. Again, all of us have been given many gifts. We are seeing what happens when we invest those gifts in Catholic education, when we invest our energies. And I do hope to count on your continued support of all of our schools and our administrators, because again, at the end of the day, I think we have all been blessed. We have all been given many talents, many gifts. And I do hope someday we can all stand before our Lord and he can look us in the eye and say, well done, good and faithful servants. Thank you all for being here.